This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Mauricio Pineda, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O, last name, P-I-N-E-D-A, period. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 35-year-old height 5'0", weight 129 pounds, who was involved in a work injury on or about August 24th, 2024, period. The right femur was fractured while working on a roof when the rope broke, period. The patient fell back off the roof, period. It was a two-story house, period. Although there was no loss of consciousness, the patient was dizzy, period. The patient had immediate pain involving the mid, right, upper leg and buttocks, period. Despite treatment, presently having pain in the buttocks and right upper leg region, period. New paragraph. The buttocks and right upper leg pain was determined to be a fractured femur, period. It was treated with physical therapy, comma, surgery, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating other than to the mid, leg, and buttocks, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was ambulance took him to St. Vincent's Fishers. He was admitted 3 days, period. They did surgery with a screw and plastic insert, period. Went to a physical therapy session and went to Ortho Indy for follow-up, period. Due to finances, the patient was not able to have very many physical therapy sessions, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Problems running, comma, bicycling, comma, lifting over 70 pounds, comma, standing over an hour, comma, walking over an hour, comma, sitting over 2 hours, period. New paragraph, medication denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history, because of this fracture, had surgery, period. Also, prior abdominal surgery, period. New paragraph, occupation, the patient is that of someone who assists roofers and lift bundles and plywood onto the roof. And also tears off the old shingles, period. Presently, he is unable to get on the roof and picks up trash on the ground only. The patient missed 11 months of work due to this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, Ortho Indy report, admission date, August 24th, 2024. Discharge date, August 26th, 2024. States 34-year-old Spanish-speaking male with no past medical history, presents with complaint of right thigh pain, period. History obtained with the help of a hospital interpreter, period. States he was helping his brother with roofing work when the harness he was using broke, causing him to fall, period. He had immediate pain to his right lower extremity, and EMS was called, period. The patient was noted to have an obvious deformity, right femur, and traction was placed at the scene, period. Patient transported to St. Vincent's, 86th Street, VEMS, period. Complaints of severe pain to the leg region, period. ED examined and imaging was obtained, period. Found to have a right femur fracture, period. Hospital course, patient was admitted on August 24th, 2024 for the above-mentioned right femur fracture, period. Surgery was performed on August 24th, 2024, period. Was admitted for pain control and physical therapy, 24 hours of IV antibiotics were administered, and Lovenox was initiated for DVT prevention, period. Discharged home on August 26, 2024. Impression is right femoral shaft fracture, period. End of report. Ortho Indy, history and physical, August 24th, 2024, showed obvious deformity at the thigh, period. Patient with movement of leg, period. End of report. St. Vincent's Indianapolis, x-rays of the femur. August 24th, 2024, showed a transverse fracture through the mid-femoral shaft, period. The distal fracture fragment is displaced laterally and posteriorly, approximately 1.5 centimeters relative to the proximal fracture fragment, period. Displaced fracture through the mid-femoral shaft, period. End of report. Operative report. States the procedure was open reduction and internal fixation with an intramedullary nail, period. The diagnosis was right femoral shaft fracture, period. States patient with right femoral fracture, comma, plan ORIF today with nail, period. End of report. Ortho Indy note. Looks like September 11th, 2024, 34-year-old male who presents for post-call visit due to right femoral shaft fracture, period. The patient is 2 weeks status post-right femoral shaft fracture treated with an intramedullary nail, period. Difficulty in fully straightening the leg without experiencing pain, period. Difficulty in fully straightening the leg with limited deflection, period. Radiograph demonstrates a well-aligned mid-shaft femoral fracture with an intramedullary nail in place, period. The fracture is healing, period. The patient will continue to work on straightening and bending the knee several times a day, period. End of report. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of August 24th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait due to this injury, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 1 centimeter round scar involving the right lower lateral thigh due to this injury period. There's also a 1.5 centimeter hypertrophic scar involving the right lateral upper leg due to surgery for this injury period. There was a 4 by 1.5 centimeter hypertrophic vertical scar involving the right upper anterior hip region due to the surgical treatment for this injury period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left hip was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right hip was diffusely abnormal with tenderness, period. There was diminished strength of the right hip and right upper leg, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right hip with the knees flexed. It was lacking 24 degrees. Period, and with the knees extended, lacking 26 degrees, period. Extension was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Adduction, ADD, was diminished by 8 degrees, period. And abduction, ABD, was diminished by 12 degrees, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee revealed flexion lacking 22 degrees, period. Pain with extension, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right femoral trauma, comma, pain, comma, sprain, comma, and displaced fracture of the right femoral shaft, period. The above required surgery on August 24, 2024, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of August 24, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-4. The patient qualifies for a 17% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion of the right lower extremity for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in this area, period. New paragraph. Permanent restrictions will include lifting greater than 70 pounds, comma. No more roof work. He will have to do groundwork only, comma. Standing will be limited to 1 hour and then requiring a rest period of at least 10 minutes, period. Walking would be limited to no greater than 5 blocks or 1 hour at one time, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. At this time, no other surgery would be planned. However, if the hardware migrates or moves over time, which is commonly seen, additional surgery would be necessary, period. Over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections for pain management would cost approximately $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional physical therapy would be $1,800, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.